This is Dr. William Jarvis, Medscape Infectious Disease Expert Advisor and President of Jason & Jarvis Associates. Today I'd like to talk about prevention of surgical site infections in patients undergoing total hip or knee arthroplasty procedures. This is based on a study by Corville and colleagues published in Infection Control and Hospital Epidemiology recently. As we know, deep surgical site infections are a major source of patient morbidity and cost. Deep SSIs after primary total hip or knee arthroplasties complicate about 0.5% to 2% of patients undergoing such procedures. Typically, deep SSIs of total joint arthroplasties require a two-stage revision surgical process. In stage one, all infected implant material is removed and an antibiotic-loaded cement spacer is placed, plus about 6 to 8 weeks of intravenous antibiotics. This is followed in the second stage by reimplantation of the knee or hip joint. The estimated cost of such complications is over $100,000 per patient. This is 3 to 4 times the cost of the initial primary total hip or knee replacement procedure. In addition, and not even considered in the cost, is the patient's loss of productivity and functional capability. Greater than 50% of deep SSIs with total joint arthroplasties are caused by Staph aureus. In this study, the authors developed two models. This was based on a hypothetical cohort of 65-year-olds who had either total knee or hip osteoarthritis, for whom medical management had failed, and a total joint arthroplasty procedure was recommended. Separate models were used for total hip and then for total knee arthroplasties. The results of these models showed that if you compared three different approaches, one is to do no screening whatsoever. The second one is to screen for Staph aureus, and then those that are positive are treated to eradicate colonization using mupirocin. And the third was just empiric mupirocin given to all total joint arthroplasty procedure patients. The model showed that the latter two approaches, either to screen and then treat those who are positive for Staph aureus with mupirocin intranasally, or to just empirically treat all patients undergoing total knee or hip arthroplasty procedures, were both cost-effective and effective in preventing these infections from occurring. I think the day has arrived where we should be screening our implant patients and trying to eradicate colonization, particularly with Staph aureus, whether it be methicillin susceptible or methicillin resistant Staph aureus. And this hypothetical model shows that such an approach would protect our patients and be cost effective. Until next time, this is William Jarvis, President of Jason & Jarvis Associates. Thank you for watching.